and thank you for being here. This is a part of the public safety. We have some guests and some people I'd like to recognize, and thank you for being here. Thank Governor Bill Bryant, Director of Mississippi Crime Laboratory, Sam Howell. We have some members of the legislature, several coroners from across the state. Welcome. So we would welcome those people as well. The Department of Public Safety is pleased to announce that Mayor Hansel is here back as well. The Department of Public Safety is pleased to announce the next step in what has been a continuing process to reestablish a permanent full-time medical examiner under the umbrella of this Department of Public Safety. The department has entered into some contracts with forensic medical out of Nashville, Tennessee, to perform autopsy and pathology tests and services through the state crime lab here in Jackson, Mississippi, over the next 3 to 4 months. They will be doing so as myself in partnership with the University Med Center and the state crime lab. Mr. Howell actively recruits, and we have advertised the position of the full-time state medical examiner. That position, as I mentioned, has been advertised and is currently being actively pursued. The description itself, for those of you who may be interested, may be seen on the websites of the National Association of Medical Examiners and the American Academy of Forensic Sciences. What the department hopes to accomplish within the next few months is to hire a full-time state medical examiner and there shortly after also advertise 2 associate pathologist positions. We then have 3 full-time board-certified medical doctors to perform the autopsies and forensic pathology services we need. I started out by saying this has been a long-term process. This process of hiring and filling the state medical examiner position has been going on long before my arrival on May 1st. You may recall on May 1st that my announcement at the governor's office that this indeed was one of the priorities that I identified. It is just in coincidence with time that the legislature funded last year $500,000 and specifically earmarked that money for salaries for a full-time state medical examiner and some associate pathologists. We have initiated that search and are actively recruiting the pathologist. Lieutenant Governor Bryant will, I've asked him to say some words with respect to the funding that we have received from the legislature. That's where we expect the crime laboratory to go. We have, as I mentioned, from forensic medical, 5 full-time, board-certified forensic pathologists who have received their Mississippi medical licenses. And as of this morning, we're in our laboratories right here at the headquarters performing autopsies on behalf of the state of Mississippi and the department. We expect that process to continue, as I said, for maybe 3 to 5 months or until we can hire our full-time state pathologist. Governor Bryant.
It's good to be here today. Paul Commissioner down here. Just that, just a little bit. Some of you may remember I started my career in law enforcement as a deputy sheriff. Mayor Dance might remember that. And as I became lieutenant governor, I understood and realized the importance of a good medical examiner, having experience in working with the medical examiners across the state, both as a legislator and an auditor. But being a law enforcement officer, working homicide, realizing just how important that autopsy was in your case, putting away a murderer, someone who had taken the life. And the forensic pathology involved in that place. And as I became lieutenant governor, I wanted to seek out funding for medical examiners. We found what was called the NASCAR Fund. All of you that love NASCAR might also appreciate that every dollar that is recovered from the sale of the NASCAR tags is in a fund. Now, that fund was designed to help maintain the governor's mansion, the new capital, and the old capital. Fortunately for us, we have enough in that particular fund to remove $500,000, $900,000, that I thought would be better spent supporting the medical examiner and performing under the authority of the Department of Public Safety than going to renovate the old Capitol. before the new California government expansion. Everyone agreed. And I think without exception, every legislative board supported the transfer of $500,000 from that NASCAR plant to support this medical town. That's what we call a good start. And we believe we can do that in future years. We believe we can find other sources of revenue. We must. And this is too important. As law enforcement officer, we always said we would rather have five guilty people go free than convict one innocent man. And that is also part of this process, to make sure that the innocent are not wrongly accused. And oftentimes, it takes the expert crime lab and a good medical examiner to do that. So as long as I am Lieutenant Governor, we're going to work hard to continue to find Mississippi medical examiner office under the control of the Department of Public Safety. And thank you for your leadership.
Questions? Yes, sir.
Commissioner, do you know how much of the $500,000 will be allocated towards the chief medical examiner versus associates?
I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I think the medical examiner's salary, it's probably on the website I described to you. I think his salary from the appropriation is in the range of $200,000. As I mentioned, we expect a partnership with the University of Med Center. The statute allows that the chief medical examiner would also be on staff as a pathologist at the University of Med Center. That would allow them to also share in some funding and training and facilities for the pathology department.
Will the tax reports be done in the state of Mississippi?
Yes. Okay. All of the autopsies and all of the pathology examinations announced at this time will be done in the state of Mississippi.
How about the cost of room and board for the folks from Tennessee? Where were those funds?
I don't believe they are charging us any room and board. We have, as I mentioned, five pathologists. We anticipate maybe even one more from the state of Tennessee who have all received Mississippi licenses. They're being paid the same rate under statute that is provided for all autopsies, and they are rotating on a basis. The physician who is here this week anticipates being here throughout the course of the week, and they will rotate randomly from Tennessee to Mississippi to perform their service.
What's that rate? Is it like
your money off the top of my head? It's set out in statute. It's a fixed amount per autopsy.
And they'll be rotating, I guess, until you have a chief come in?
That's correct.
Have you essentially fired Stephen Hayes? He's not going to be used anymore.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Stephen Hayes, is he not going to be used anymore, and why not?
Dr. Hayes, as you probably know, we have not had a full-time medical examiner in Mississippi since 1995. Dr. Hayes has been under a designated pathologist agreement since, I believe, June of 06, and he has diligently performed thousands and thousands of autopsies. Dr. Haynes' agreement requires a 90-day notice to terminate the agreement. On yesterday, he was given that written notice. He was given that notice by me. It was sent registered mail as the agreement requires. We also faxed the doctor a copy just as a courtesy prior to this press conference. Dr. Haynes will continue to be on the staff of the medical examiner for the next 90 days. That primarily is because there are numerous pending autopsy protocol reports. Autopsies have been performed, but reports that have not yet been generated that are outstanding. And Dr. Hayes and I spoke yesterday, and I anticipate over these 90 days that there will be completed reports.
So why
did
you disclose why he was terminated?
Dr. Hayes was not terminated for any other reason than the mission of the Department of Public Safety has always been to have a full-time permanent medical examiner. Dr. Hayne, I suppose, could apply for that position, as will what we hope many other board certified pathologists. We are simply, on the onset of the funding, legislature completing our mission to fully fund and implement a full-time medical
examiner.
Well, first of all, he's not the sole pathologist. There is a list of designated pathologists who perform autopsy services. Dr. Hayne clearly has performed the majority of those services in the central and northern part of the state. the board certified pathologist, Dr. Paul McGarry, has been performing autopsies and pathology services in the Gulf Coast region for many years, and he'll continue to do that. The Dr. Haynes has clearly carried the water, so to speak, in the pathology and the autopsy department for the state, and has provided a valuable service to the medical examiner's office, the Department of Public Safety, and the citizens of the state and city for many years.
Can we just agree with the council project? He says he's ginned up POTUS testimony and evidence to prosecute.
I don't have an opinion as to the Innocence Project's allegations. I assume they'll go forward at the appropriate time with whatever evidence they have. I've not seen any evidence. Any other questions?
Is Dr. Michael West still going to be working for the state of Mississippi in Texas?
I'm unaware that Dr. Michael West ever worked for the state of Mississippi personally. I know of Dr. West from Hattiesburg, I believe. I know of Dr. West, and I primarily know of him based on him only been a circuit court judge and prosecutor, but he's not an employee of the state of Mississippi.
Do you decide, do you be appointed the medical examiner, or will there be a board? Some people have suggested that board be appointed to help ensure independence.
The medical examiner, as we recruited, received different candidates. Those candidates, their resumes, their experience, training, medical background, education, and experience in forensic pathology, their board certification, all of those things will be reviewed by myself, by Sam Howell, the director of the District Crime Lab, and to us as we decide who's the best candidate.
Is the state investigating any of the former autopsies that Dr. Haynes has performed? As per request of the Innocence Project?
You know, when you say the state, that comes to a lot of agencies. Part of the public safety service,
it's not.
No.
How come the
state
is
not
involved in the
No, he was not let go because of any incompetence allegation made by anyone. As I stated, it is a matter of timing that the mission of the Department of Public Safety has always wanted to fill the medical examiner's office and have a full-time board certified pathologist. It is at this time that the legislature, in its wisdom, found the resources to provide funding for us to do that. Had they provided those funding last year, year before, or next year, we would be having this press conference at that time.
So what was the right vote yesterday
and not until we found it?
And not until
when? Because we expect to fill the position, we hope, within the next 3 to 5 months. And as I indicated, Dr. Haynes has what I'm told, between 400 to 500 autopsy protocol reports that need to be generated. Given that his agreement requires for a 90-day notice, I felt that it was at that time to be utilized by sending for any good reports and getting to it, rather than performing new autopsies, which would also require reports. My best information is there are between 400 and 500 autopsy reports outstanding.
So you've been happy with the way death investigations have been done in recent years, that no innocent people have been wrongfully convicted due to bad investigation or medical examinations?
Well, I think the courts of law will determine whether that's occurred or not. I don't have an opinion as to whether they have or not. I know Dr. Haynes has provided the tremendous service under very, very difficult circumstances. And as the young lady suggested, to overwork is probably. He's conducted numerous autopsies under some very difficult circumstances.
What exactly is the legislature giving the money to fund this solution?
On this most recent appropriation, it was $500,000, and it was specifically earmarked for salaries for a permanent full-time medical examiner and associate pathologist. We hope to tweak that legislation a little bit and to allow us to have that some recurring appropriations for that purpose, but to also use the money for other type of staff or services or equipment that we may need as we fully staff the medical examiner's office.
And when did the appropriation go through?
It was probably effective July of this year, July of 2008, when money came available.
So you plan on basically going back to the legislature and Lieutenant Governor Bryant and others to say, hey, we need half a million or more than that.
As Lieutenant Governor, June 30th was the deadline in which the department submitted its fiscal year 2010 budget to the Legislative Budget Office. The Crime Laboratory is a division of the overall department, submitted its 2010 budget too, and we took into consideration the budget for the need for salaries to continue fully funding employees.
What's the estimate?
I couldn't tell you without having the budget for it. It's the same.
Right.
It won't be one kind of money trying to do anything.
Okay, all right.
Just so that I'm clear, so the reason that we haven't had the $1.5 million,
that we're not funding for it? That is not the sole reason. There have been many reasons. But clearly, the inability for us to compete in the private sector with a licensed medical doctor, with the funds we did have available for salary, was a significant deterrent to getting a full-time medical examiner. I would suggest that you would be unable to find very many rural Mississippi family practitioners who would not make a substantially better living in the medical field than coming on board full-time in the state of Mississippi prior to this appropriation by the legislature, which we're very grateful.
Assuming that some of the tax reports were performed out of state, is 90 days enough time for Dr. Hain to generate 400 to 500 reports? Will he be able to get that? Because it's my understanding that some of the material was sent out of state to be analyzed, and it will take a little longer to get back.
You know, I wouldn't speculate as to that. I simply don't have the data or the information that you have as to whether there is analysis being done out of state. That clearly could create a delay, but I don't have that information. All right, I would again like to thank the coroners who were here, the members of the legislature, and of course, Lieutenant Governor Bryant. Thank you very much, and I think Engine would also.